Now we come to Psalm 77, and this is a psalm to Jeduthun. You remember that Jeduthun was a musician, and he's the chief musician, and Asaph wrote this psalm for him, either to play or to sing it. And now this is a psalm that reveals the time of deep soul searching because of the perplexity in the minds of the people in that day. Faith has its problem, and faith can find a solution. And listen to the way it opens. I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. In the day of my trouble I sought the Lord. That's a good time to seek him, by the way, in the day of trouble. I do not know whether I read the letter yet or not. I was reading it here to myself of the man who lost his position. And he wouldn't listen to our program at all till he got out of a job, nothing to do. And then he got down right to the nitty-gritty. And when he did, he turned to the Lord, and the Lord saved him. It's well to cry to the Lord in the time of trouble. And he gave ear unto me. God will hear you, friends. If you're in trouble, you're in need, you can go to him. He's real. I hear a lot of soloists sing, oh, it's real. I sometimes wonder whether it is with them, the way they sing it and also the way they live. My friend, it's real, but it's not by me saying it, and it's not even because it's written here. It's because you find out it's true yourself. And he's already told us, taste of the Lord, see whether he's good or not. Try this thing out. Now he says here, in the day of my trouble I sought the Lord, my soul ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. I think his sore was not physical, but actually it's an open sore of the soul. And here's another wonderful thing he did, verse 6. I call to remembrance my song in the night. That's a wonderful thing if you can sing at night, but I don't mean to sing out loud and wake up everybody. But I remember my song in the night. Do you remember your song in the night? The night is the time that when you wake up, the fears come to you. Problems loom large. Everything in the dark looks bigger than it really is. And that's the time to worry. But can you remember your song in the night? This is a glorious thing. Now, there are some perplexing questions that are raised here. Beginning at verse 7, listen to this. Will the Lord cast off forever? Will he? And will he be favorable no more? Will he? Is then his loving kindness ended forever? Hath his word failed for all generations? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he shut up in anger his compassions? I would say there's a practical atheist. But I've asked those questions too. Maybe you have. You know, there are a great many of us today that are believers, but we practice atheism. Well, we act as if God doesn't exist and he doesn't hear our prayer. He's thrown us overboard and he's no longer favorable and he's no longer expressing his grace. My friend, God is good and he wants to be gracious to you. I don't know who you are today or what you've done, but God wants to be good to you and be gracious to you. My, this psalm, it gets right down where we live. Now let me drop on down, verse 13. Thy way, O Lord, is in the sanctuary. Who is as great a God as our God? Now you'll remember that as we began this section, it's the Leviticus section of the psalm. We said the thing that's prominent here is the holiness of God because it's anchored to the sanctuary in the Holy of Holies. Now, thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is as great a God as our God? And that is something that we need to recognize, and I think for believers today, forget not the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. We're enjoined to meet with God's people. And I don't believe God's going to let you go off in a corner or let me right here on the radio turn the radio off and enjoy the Word of God by myself. I think He'd dry me up in a moment. I think He'll do that for you too. We're to share this together, and we have to grow together. I don't believe that these super-duper saints today, I don't believe in them. God won't let you go way out ahead of me, friends. You will have to share the Word with me and the blessing with me. And therefore, the way of God is in the sanctuary. And if you're going to find answers to your questions, you need to meet with God's people. I had a young man that came by the other evening to see me. He started a men's Bible class way up here on the desert in a little town. He's a bank officer, and he's got a group of men. He wanted me to come up and speak, and I couldn't go at that time at all, and I regretted it because he says we're not getting a word up there in the churches. Now he says we've just been meeting together. Well, may I say to you, there are a lot of good churches, though, today. I have a wonderful letter here, and I generally share them at the beginning of the program. And this party wrote and said this, "I'm a Christian mother with 5 wonderful children that God has given to us to guide for Him. They're all saved, except the baby who's 17 months old. We're fortunate enough to be members of a Bible-teaching church where our pastor is led by God instead of man. So he's one of these precious men of God who has been rebuked and had his life threatened because of his boldness for God. Our cup truly is running over with joy as we see God work in the hearts of people and change their lives." Now, friends, that's unusual, and that's the reason I saved this letter to share it like this, because I hear a lot of criticism, but I want you to know there are a lot of good Bible-believing churches today that still remain. Now, if you have one where the Word of God is preached and taught, you go get with that group of people, and you can grow that way. You'll find the answer to a lot of your problems there, my friend. And I believe you will on this program, too. I believe as we meet around the Word of God, and I like the letter because it says something nice about a Bible-believing and Bible-teaching preacher. Now, you see, the devil is subtle today. He does not attack the Bible in a frontal attack. He's attacking the men who stand for the Word of God. That's been his method, by the way. Then he closes this wonderful psalm where he says, "The waters saw thee, O God, the waters saw thee. They were afraid, the depths also were troubled. The clouds poured out water." This is a scene that has to do with the sea. And verse 19 makes it clear, "Thy way is in the sea, thy path in the great waters, thy footsteps are not known. Thou didst lead thy people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron." And it refers specifically to God leading them across the Red Sea. And God is able to deliver his people today from the flood tide of atheism, lawlessness, and immorality. And I think this is the picture of it.